Now, when we talk about recruitment, it is very important to understand what sales force is required. And for this reason, job analysis before the recruitment is very important. The sales manager prepares the job description before recruiting the sales force. And the duties and responsibilities mentioned in the job description is leveraged to determine the qualifications that the salespersons need to have to perform the job satisfactorily. It's not only just qualifications, some job descriptions may also require some experience in dealing with the customers. And in addition to qualification, job experience can also be an important criteria in job description. If you are filling a vacant position, you may be able to use the outgoing salesperson job description as a starting point, and you can add some new points to it if need be. However, if you are replacing an ineffective sales staff member, you may need to rethink and redefine your business needs regarding the position. Now let's see how does a sales force recruitment happens. A sales force organization requires salespersons who can find good converting prospects, persuade them to buy the offered products and services, and create lifetime revenue for the organization. The sales force structures take shape from the strategic marketing planning. The selection and recruitment of efficient people is important for the long-term future and also to gain a competitive advantage within the market. Scientific principles of management are utilized to recruit salesperson with the right attitude and mindset for building a career in sales. Now, the recruitment of sales force can happen from internal sources or external sources. Internal sources, people can be, or the salespeople, or the any staff can be invited to actually take up a position based on his credentials. However, specific qualified and skilled people can also be recruited from the market. The selection includes a careful check on the salesperson's mental ability, physical characteristics, experience, personality, and personal background, for which there can be proper written exams, interviews, psychological interviews, and even some group discussion or various other ways by which the recruiter can analyze the salesperson's mental ability, physical characteristics, experience, personality, and even the personal background. A decision to hire after the written test, which includes aptitude, intelligence, psychology and achievement, interviews, physical exam, and reference checks, is followed by a formal offer. So once a formal offer is given and accepted by that person, he becomes a part of the sales force of that organization. Now comes the role of sales training in the skill development. The sales training includes the basics of sales procedures, which can include right from prospecting, needs identification, providing solutions, and finally closing the deal. Leadership, team building, and communication skills training will also be required as the person continues to stay in the organization. Such training equips the employees to showcase products, services, and use their persuasive skills to convince potential customers that products and services meet the requirements of the customer. It can also help to build relationship with the customer and to establish a good rapport so that he can gain more references through the customer once the trust is established. This ultimately helps in more sales and more revenue for the organization. The new recruits also undergoes an induction program, which makes him aware of the present organization structure, the basic products and services, and that task associated within the organization. They are also briefed about the people in various groups with whom they must interact. Training is not just an important, but evaluation is also equally important. One of the popular selling skills method that are taught to the salesperson is the Spanko method. This is a very scientific method, starting right from surveying the customer till closing deal. Each letter of the word Spanko has a meaning, like S stands for survey of the customer, suspecting the customer, P for prospecting the customer, A for approaching the customer, how, when, and with what mode. Then N is for need development and negotiating with the customer. Here again, need development is an art, because that also needs to understand the customer, his background, his life goals, his financial goals, and based on how you pitch and negotiate with the customer. This is the heart of the Spanco. Then once you have the customer understood about the products and service, customer may be having certain objections. So that objection handling and finally closing with a confirmed order completes the Spanco evaluation and completion of any deal. Many companies are also using web-based training to save cost on in-class training, as well as to reach employees in remote locations. The effectiveness of training programs are evaluated to determine value of training and to improve the design for future programs. Because just by giving training, it doesn't mean the employee has improved, the employee has transformed. Evaluation on various inputs that are provided to him in real time will also help the organization to understand the effectiveness of such programs. Now, in addition to the training, motivation also plays an important role in sales performance. Motivation can change the behavior of sales force, and compensation can encourage the sales force to put more efforts for achieving the targeted results. Motivation stimulates salespersons to increase their productivity and achieve higher goals. Salespersons go through ups and downs in the course of day's work, and here motivation can play a very important role. The sales manager should take a minute note of such signals and provide additional motivation wherever required. Motivation need not be always financial. A small piece of advice, a casual talk can also prove to be a motivation. A manager cannot motivate salespersons without understanding their needs. A well-designed incentive and performance management system creates a win-win situation for salespeople, customers, and the organization. It motivates the workforce, promotes ethical behavior, and also drives sustainable growth in a competitive financial market. Now, motivations can be of different types. When we talk about intrinsic motivation, majority of salespersons have a fairly good knowledge about their job and can make excellent sales to satisfy their customers. But some of them lack intrinsic motivation for achieving higher goals. And such intrinsic motivation becomes very important. In such a scenario, the sales manager has to develop motivation programs, bring out the best from the salesperson, who can reward both the salesperson as well as the organization. A special motivation comes in the form of paying a bonus to all the salespeople who have achieved a specific sales level. Now let's understand the concept of sales compensation, because the compensation is the main driving factor which will help the salesperson to plan out his financial goals also. A properly designed sales compensation creates a win-win situation for the company as well as the salesperson. Sales compensation plans aid effective motivation. So, salesperson's compensation needs to be carefully planned. Salespersons are generally paid compensation in two parts. One is the fixed part, another is the variable part in the form of incentives, fringe benefits, bonus, perks, profit sharing, and other facilities based on the performance. Now, compensation of sales force can be designed to reward the individual salespersons in direct proportion to their efforts and performance, and also to assist the company in meeting its sales projections. Sometimes a flat commission is also paid to the salesperson after crossing the predetermined sales volume. Some organizations also allow salespeople to share profits based on their extraordinary performance. Like compensation, sales incentives also play a very important role. A sales incentive is a reward provided to a salesperson after achieving a desired goal. A good incentive plan should be simple to understand, achievable, and linked to measurable results. The incentive plan should inspire the salespeople to focus not just on the short-term sales, but on building lasting customer relationships. Sales incentives can be provided on certain occasions or regularly. A sound incentive and compensation plan is essential to successful management of Salesforce. There can also be team compensation plans which can offer incentives to non-salesperson also. Some of the financial intermediaries are also structuring different incentive programs for different types of sales specialists. Incentive structures and performance management play a very important role in motivating the sales team and improving their performance. Now let's look at the different types of incentives. When we talk about different types, broadly we can categorize them into financial incentives and non-financial incentives. When we talk about financial incentives, they can be directly given to the salesperson. For example, the most common is the salary, commission, bonus. What includes the non-financial incentives? When we talk about non-financial incentives, they are used for special effort situations and short-range objectives. For example, a recognition given for an employee or for achieving a desired results. A sales context can be arranged, sales meetings with the higher executives, sales training, special trainings, internal or external, can be given. So these are some examples of non-financial incentives. Then we can also have indirect financial rewards. Those financial incentives that are given indirectly are called indirect financial rewards. And what are they? These can be fringe benefits, like a paid vacation to a place either of employee's choice or decided by the organization. Special insurance plans, also special retirement plans. Financial intermediaries may offer a range of health, welfare, and retirement benefits in the form of fringe benefits to attract and retain people. Other types of indirect financial rewards can be reimbursement of expenses, say for transport, or say for transfer from one place to another, relocation purpose, etc. Sales context can also be arranged. Meetings between sales managers and sales force can also give a special inspiration to the sales staff. Incentives must not push salespeople to mis-sell products or take risky action, because then you cross the line, then the question of ethics can also come, question of compliance can also arise. Clear reporting, regular checks, and following regulation will help keep trust and honesty in the system. So friends, now it's the time to understand agile marketing in financial service. First of all, let us understand the need for agile marketing. In the modern context, customers' needs and the market conditions are changing very quickly. And to stay ahead, get a competitive advantage, financial service providers need agile marketing practices that helps team respond fast, test ideas, and keep improving. And that's the beauty of agile marketing. Despite the changes, if your organization is fast in understanding the need for change, test different ideas which can fix the change and keep on improving, then you stay ahead in the market. An agile marketing organization values flexibility, teamwork, and decisions based on the data. Agile marketing is built on flexibility, speed, and a strong focus on the customer, because you just don't change for the sake of changing. Entire focus is customer-centric. Marketers value real-time feedback, teamwork, and transparency. They work in short sprints with small time-bound cycles to plan, test, and deliver campaigns faster. The step-by-step planning, the A-B testing, and feedback loops are the main aspects of agile marketing. There are various trends of agile marketing for the organizations. A major strength of agile organization is forming cross-functional teams with experts from marketing, sales, analytics, and product departments, and bringing all of them in one page. These teams work together to plan and run campaigns quickly, combining creativity with data insights. So all in all, the organization benefits, and ultimately it culminates into benefits for the customer. For example, when a financial service provider wants to launch a new saving product, the marketing team can quickly try out different advertising messages to see which one customer likes best. They can check the results almost immediately and make changes to the campaign within a few days instead of waiting for weeks. This quick and flexible way of working helps the company stay ahead of competitors and respond faster to what customers really need and prefer. And when we talk about agile marketing, the moment you find the need to change management is required, equally important is transformation strategy. Let's understand what exactly is change management and transformation strategy. Change management and transformation strategy are necessary for success over a long time. In change management, we see that there is a process of leading people, teams, and the whole company through changes that are required within the change circumstances, and it has to be done very carefully in a planned way. When we talk about transformation strategy, it is a clear plan for the financial service provider to move from where it is now to where it wants to be in the future. So for a transformation strategy looks at a long-term vision, whereas change management ensures to plug the gaps and ensure a seamless growth for the organization in a planned way. Working together, they make sure changes happen smoothly, causing the least trouble and giving the greatest benefit. Financial service providers must keep an eye on the results of their transformation and change their plans based on the feedback. Now let's look at some case studies in organization design and Salesforce transformation in financial service. Looking at real-life examples helps students see how financial service providers successfully use the sales strategies, new technologies, and team management. Case studies and best practices show what works well in the real world. These examples teach you how different approaches can better connect with customers, increase efficiency, lead to long-term growth. And by studying these cases, you can see how the things you learn in theory actually work in action, and it also gives you valuable lessons for your job. The first case study is on smart selling at a bank. What was the outcome? Data-driven personalization and hybrid distribution improved customer satisfaction, increased product sales, and made the entire sales process more efficient. More details about it are given in your book. Case study 2 is on technology and compliance working together. What was the outcome? By integrating technology and compliance, financial service provider was able to keep customers' trust, make fewer errors, and build strong relationships with the client. Case study 3, lessons from the fintech startups. What was the outcome? Agile teams and fair performance league incentives encourage innovation, speed, and accountability. This in turn helps financial service provider grow fast while keeping the employees motivated and focused. So friends, with this, we complete a very important chapter on organization structure and Salesforce. And with this, we will move to the next important chapter. Thank you.